Numani, one thing I think is very, very beautiful little thing from Baba in the very final days. I'm sure you may have heard this, but you know how Baba used to give bow couplets on the basis of which he would fill out poems. And Baba would give couplets speaking from the lover's point of view, even though he, Baba, would give them to him. It was the lover speaking. And I think it was, someone can correct me if I'm wrong, like 2 days, I think the 29th of January, and the couplet or a line that Baba gave translates something like, "And what shall we live for now that you have left us and gone away?" Expressing the lovers what they would experience in just 2 days' time.
Yeah. I think, yes, I think I wrote that. I wrote that down at the evening time. Baba took it to give to Pao or to send it to Pao. Just a day or 2 days before was this. But you have that very nice translation of it. I don't want to try it again. Jisne prem mein khoon baha hai, Ganga us par snan kare, prem nagar ke vaasiyon ka Ishwar hardam dhyan kare. And the last line, anyway, I can tell without getting entangled and tripping over the translation. The ones who live in him, it's really called Premnagar, in Love Town, the residence of Love Town. God is constantly meditating on them, far from forgetting. If there's any forgetting or any turning away or being distracted, it's us, not him. But I love that. So he had me write. Even I would have little slips of paper here and there, write that down. And then he'd keep it to give to Pao for the next day, or to show it to the mandali. And a few times I remember him doing that. But generally, and as I was doing, Baba was doing that too, you know. And putting it in the middle finger on his heart and swaying when Jim Reed's song was being played. I said, his singing, his voice, touches my heart, Baba said. In English singing, like Begum Akhtar's singing in Indian singing, touches my heart, voice.
The residents of Love Town, the master is always meditating on them. Was the couplet, you said the residents of Love Town, the master is always meditating on them? Is that the translation?
Yeah. But where is it? You have got it? The Prem Nagar ke Vasi. Prem Nagar is Love Town. Vasi, those who reside there. The Ishwar, God, hardam, all the time. Without, you know, dhyan kare. Dhyan is meditate. God meditates on. God meditates on Love Town. Now the first line is much deeper, and this is why I don't want to get involved in it, because there are a number of versions we all tried and pulled together. Somebody wanted the translation of it. But it says, Prem mein jisne khoon baha hai, he whose heart has bled, who has bled his heart for love's sake, which means divine love's sake, the purity of that is such that Ganga, the Ganges, in which people bathe to purify themselves, well, the Ganges purifies itself by bathing in the blood shed of a lover's heart, from the pain of separation of love. And it's deep, but it's so beautiful. Prem mein jisne khoon baha hai, Ganga us par snan kare. That lover is so precious. The Ganges bathes herself in him. Prem nagar ke vasiyo ka Ishwar Hardam Dhyan Kare. We have a very nice word. Now I'm only talking about language, so it's another subject. But all the time, continually, we say Hardam. Always is Hardam. But Hardam means each breath. That continuously.
It means literally each breath?
Yes, Hardam. Mm. But it's a word.
It's Dham means breathing. Har means each.
Each breath. Hardam. So do we remember in Hardam? Sometimes I think we do. Times when we do consciously, and the times when we do unconsciously. Because it's even when we're doing involved in doing work and ordinary duties, whatever it is, or talking about Baba, or when we consciously think of Baba, we remember that this we have this, even not consciously. But all the time, Baba must be with us. Because when we surface again to consciously remember Him, we realize that all through also, He was there.
Yeah.
Those lovers.
Whose couplet is that that you were just reciting? Huh? Whose couplet is that that you were just reciting? Is that a
study? Excuse me, there's nobody's couplet. Baba gave this to me. Baba made me write it in his room. No couplet.